Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Two Chairs No Waiting, number 87, The Whistler. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by Weaver's, pick up all kinds of great Mayberry stuff. You're going to love it. Drop by and visit to see what they have. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by listeners like you. Thank you for your donations. Hey, everybody. I'm your host, Alan Newsom, here at Two Chairs No Waiting. It's great to have you with us. Thanks for joining us. Hey, tonight we're going to talk about The Whistler. Now, we're going to listen right off the bat to a voicemail I got, which was, I really appreciate that. And this is going to be Ted from South Carolina. And in that, he's going to talk about somebody that he had heard come to his school when he was in school, in elementary school or something. And this person talked about whistling the Andy Griffith Show, the theme song. So let's just hear from Tim. Let him give us what he's got to say.
Hello, Alan. This is Tim down here in Charleston, South Carolina. And I just want to let you know that I enjoy the podcast. Real quickly, on my last copy of the bullet, they mentioned your podcast, and I didn't even know nothing about it. And so I went to it, started listening to the shows, and of course, just like anybody else, I went straight for the meat and potatoes. Went ahead and listened to Goober's interview and of course, Ernest T. Bass. But listening to Goober, I went ahead and went and got his book, and I know that it's out of print now, so folks at Amazon located it, but I was able to get that, and I read the book. And so far, I've made my way through quite a few of the shows. I still got quite a few to go, but I've been enjoying it very much. And just a little bit of trivia real quick. From Taylorsville, North Carolina, and when I was a youngster there, they had the guy come on that whistled the Andy Griffith Show. And at the time, we all had to pay a quarter or something like that to hear this guy whistle. And I thought it was Mr. Hagen, but now the more that I'm researching, I guess there's some guy out there by the name of Fred Lowry who also did some of that whistling. So anyway, if anybody else out there had this guy come to your school, maybe you can give us some feedback or info or something like that. But just appreciate the podcast and keep up the good work, and I'll be listening again every week. Goodbye.
Hey, Tim. Thank you so much for that call. I do appreciate that. It's great to hear from you guys. And when you call in, I want to thank you for, getting the bullet and having it, being a part of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. And you definitely, if any of you guys that are listening, you know, because some of you guys may have stumbled across this in some way other than through Mayberry.com or, one of the big Mayberry websites. And I encourage you to go by Mayberry.com and become a part of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club, because you can get the e-bullet, which is the electronic newsletter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. And in it, are all kinds of Mayberry tidbits that I know you'd enjoy. It's just a great electronic newsletter. You can go to Mayberry.com and you'll see a link there to look at all the old issues, all the archived issues of the e-bullet. And you can even, at weaversdepartmentstore.com, you can purchase back issues of the old printed editions of the bullet, is what it was called then. And you can get those, and I just really encourage you to do that. So thanks for being a part of both of those things. And really, thanks for listening to the podcast. And it's nice to know people are still, you know, some of these episodes are somebody's first episode. So I really appreciate that. Now let's talk about Fred Lowry. Now, Fred Lowry, Tim talked about Fred Lowry coming to his school and whistling, and, they had to pay 25 cents. That's funny considering what things cost now. But, yeah, 25 cents, that's about right for back in the day. And to pay 25 cents just to get to listen to this guy whistle the songs. Well, this has been an ongoing question for a number of years, and no matter what information we've provided, we've never really been able to make people agree over this. So let me tell you a little bit about Fred Lowry. I did a lot of research. I've been looking at this for a long time. Fred Lowry, there's several websites. I'll have links in the show notes. If you go to twochairsnowaiting.com for episode number 87, you'll see the links to the articles that I'm going to be reading from. But I'm going to just read this one. This was from answers.com. Just read a little bit of it. It says, there were a number of professional whistlers throughout the previous century, but Fred Lowry was considered to many to be the king of them all. He made several recordings, including highly praised covers of Indian Love Call. Lowry was blind for most of his life, if not all of it. Sources differ concerning the actual date of when he lost his sight. Some say he was born blind, and others contend that he went blind when he was about 2 years old. So let me go on to some other things. He went to the School for the Blind in Austin, Texas, and he met a bird imitator, who, along with his piano teacher, encouraged him to whistle. And so he began his career at WFAA in Dallas. He went on, he appeared with Steve Allen, Edgar Bergen, Bing Crosby, Jackie Gleason, Bob Hope, Ed Sullivan, and others. And so that's a little bit about him. I've got some more information. He was born in, it was 1909 or 1910. The one I found that seemed the most, have the most information about it, said he was born November 2nd, 1909 in Palestine, Texas. And he passed away in 1984, December, in Jacksonville, Texas. So this is Fred Lowry. And if you're watching the video podcast, I've shown you some pictures of him. One's with him on an NBC mic, and the other's just a picture of him. We'll post these as well at facebook.com/twochairs, so you'll be able to see this gentleman. And he was blind, and he went around. This is what I'm not quite sure about, because there's some more information here. Let's see, where did I put it? Did I skip a page? There were reports about him in his later life. He wound up whistling gospel music, and he did that as his later life. So that would be a good question. You guys that had heard Fred Lowry whistling at your school, did he whistle gospel music, or was it just all theme song music, stuff like that? So let me go into you now. This was about Fred Lowry, and there's a lot of people. They said that he would say at the end of his presentation to the school assemblies, he would tell everybody that if you listened each week, you could hear him whistling the theme to the Andy Griffith Show. Well, I can't guarantee his name was Fred Lowry. I know it was a blind man that whistled. And so that's the reason everybody believes it was Fred Lowry, because he was blind. He was a very famous whistler. So whoever it was going to the schools, we think it may have been Fred Lowry. And here's a frequently asked question from the Andy Griffith Show website, the Mayberry FAQ is what it is. The question is, I heard Fred Lowry whistled the themes to the Andy Griffith Show. Is that true? And this is from Jim Clark, the founder of the Andy Griffith Show Realtors Club. He says, you can nip this rumor in the bud. Fred Lowry was a renowned whistler, perhaps the finest ever. But he may have stretched the truth a little for the sake of a good story. He often whistled the Andy Griffith Show theme when he performed, but he did not whistle the version that we hear on the Andy Griffith Show itself. That was indeed Earl Hagen. Okay, so that's what Jim says. He says, Jim says, I asked Earl about Fred Lowry rumors myself a few years back, and he set the record straight. By the way, Fred Lowry wrote a very interesting autobiography called Whistling in the Dark, so named because he was blind. Okay, so that's from Jim Clark. Now we're going to go on to Paul Mulick. Paul Mulick is a member of the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter online, and I've known him for a lot of years through that. And he is he's one of the experts at Mayberry Trivia. And anyway, this is from Paul, and here's what Paul had to write. He said, when asked, was that true? Did Fred Lowry whistle it? He says, no, composer Earl Hagen whistled it. It was the only thing he ever whistled professionally, except for the return to Mayberry when he reprised his earlier performance. People are always telling me that they remember when, quote, the guy who whistled the Andy Griffith Show theme song, end quote, came and performed at their school in the early 70s. Whoever these folks saw, I doubt if it was Earl Hagen, probably just some whistler who included the Andy Griffith Show theme in his own repertoire. All right, so that's what those two guys believe. And I actually spoke to Earl Hagen myself and had asked him this question. And he also said, no, it was him that whistled it. And I guess, you know, Earl should know if he whistled the theme song or not. Now, the theme song can be heard on an album. It's an album of from Capitol Records from, I don't know when. Let's see. I didn't look at that. I don't know. I didn't. Anyway, I got it right here in my hands. I'm looking at it. So it's called Songs, Themes, and Laughs from the Andy Griffith Show. It's got Andy Griffith on the cover. A lot of you guys have probably seen this. It's Andy sitting behind his desk with his feet propped up. And I tried to look at it to see if it would actually give information about who was performing on that song. Well, it didn't. It didn't say. All it said was that the song was, it had the writer and the composer, which was Earl Hagen. Let's see if I can pull this out. Show you guys. This is a old record. Let's see. The Fishing Hole is Earl Hagen. It says Hagen, Spencer, Sloan. So those were the three. Sloan was, that was Jubal Foster, by the way, who did the words to the theme song. He actually wrote the words that go with it. You know, I'll take down the fishing pole. You know that. So anyway, I tried to look and try to confirm using the album, and I couldn't see it on there either. But here, I have to go with Earl Hagen told us. He's told Jim Clark, he told me, and he told Paul Mulick all directly that it was him that was whistling the theme song to the Andy Griffith Show. So, I don't know who it was that came by the schools and was whistling. If it was Fred Lowry was a good man. I'm kind of confused because it talks about him being in Texas most of this time. So I don't really know if he would have been traveling around. And as I said, where was that? He passed away in 1984. So I guess he could have been traveling around in the 70s and going to schools and stuff. But anyway, I didn't know if you'd find this interesting or not, but I thought it was something I wanted to try to clear up. But here's what I would like. If you had some person come to your school and say that they whistled the Andy Griffith Show theme, I'd like to hear from you. And you can write me at floyd@mayberry.com. You can call me at 888-684-8415, or you can leave messages on this episode's show notes. There's a comment section. You can go in there and leave comments. You can leave comments over at the Facebook page at facebook.com/2chairs. Any of those ways, I would really love to hear from you, because I'd like to really know who it was that was going around saying that they whistled the theme song. Now, I've always wondered if perhaps whoever it was did whistle it and maybe did record it, but it wasn't him that was recorded as the whistler on the actual theme of the Andy Griffith Show. You know, these are great whistlers. You would think that they would whistle things like the Andy Griffith Show theme, what is it, Sweet Georgia Brown, the Globetrotters song. You know, those are, for me, whistling, those are the two things that come to mind about whistling, you know, that were songs. So I don't know. So anyway, folks, that's all I've got for you tonight, and I hope you enjoyed it. And again, I'd love to hear from you, and you can call me at 888-684-8415 or just drop me a note at floyd@mayberry.com. And we will love to hear from you and love to be able to talk and just to get some comments back from you guys. So we'll see you guys next time on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Bye.
It's Can-Can, over 50 years of endless deals.
Now, shop right, there's the Can-Can, selling lots on brands on everything in Can-Can. Today is great to save some cash, so come to ShopRite's Can-Can Man. Can-Can, you save much more on every brand. Can-Can.
Find endless deals at ShopRite's Can-Can Sale. Going on now. You can't miss it.
Talk up all the values.